CBS News. I'm Bill Lynch. Traces of that 200,000-gallon spill from Friday's fuel pipeline rupture on Pennsylvania's Allegheny River have now reached Pittsburgh, where officials are ready to close intake valves at its water treatment plant. The spill threatens the water supply for a million people, and for many, the tap is already dry. Bob Singer runs the Dew Drop Inn in Natruna Heights.
We have our kitchen shut down right now. Our bar is still open, but we have to go with all canned products and bottles. We have to shut our draft beer down. We can't use our glassware. Probably going to lose at least 1 week's income out of this.
Classes for nearly 19,000 students were canceled to conserve water. Buffalo, New York's Transit Authority is balking at a fare hike proposal from the Erie County legislators to restore bus and subway service, which was halted yesterday by the system's financial collapse. This morning, about 130,000 commuters were forced to find other ways to work. Top East German political leader Ibrahim Böhm has resigned after failing to clear up charges. He was a secret police informer. Newsman Jesse Schulman.
The leader of the Social Democratic Party still denies he was an informer for the secret police, but he says the accusations are taking too long to clear up, that the new democracy taking shape in East Germany can't afford the uncertainty, and so he's resigned. Since the elections last month, the East German politicians have been having trouble putting together a working government. Accusations that a large fraction of the newly elected members of parliament were once spies for the secret police aren't making it easier.
Lithuanian leaders have drafted a reply to Moscow's increasingly menacing demands for the Baltic Republic to reverse its declaration of independence. Thousands of individual Lithuanians are also writing Mikhail Gorbachev. Manuel Noriega's lawyers are trying to win dismissal of his drug indictment on the basis of what they call the shocking nature of the U.S. Panama invasion. Sharon Ray has that from WINZ Miami.
Defense attorneys for Manuel Noriega are putting the U.S. invasion of Panama on trial today. Armed with a videotape of news reports after the December invasion, defense attorney Frank Rubino told the court the U.S. government's conduct in capturing Noriega should shock the consciousness of the court. That is exactly what he's trying to accomplish today. Former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark was called as the first defense witness. Clark visited Panama 2 weeks after the invasion and is heading up the independent panel of inquiry, investigating the number of casualties and alleged human rights violations during the invasion. Sharon Ray for CBS News, Miami.
The Bush administration wants to re-examine dozens of ideas for stabilizing the nation's energy future. Many of them, including strict conservation, had been staunchly opposed by former President Reagan. The European community has submitted a detailed proposal to trade negotiators in Geneva to combat counterfeiting and piracy of intellectual property. It would protect patents for 20 years and extend copyrights for up to 50 years. Japan's Prime Minister Kaifu called President Bush today to say he sent two personal emissaries to Washington to work on solutions to Japan's huge trade surplus. At high-level talks in Tokyo, agreement is reported near on the sale of American satellites. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 21. 3 past the hour, CBS News.
Listen to this.
I'm all ears.
Good.
Okay.
Now you can get a quick oil change at your GM dealership.
I'll wake up and smell the coffee.
No, it's true. Mr. Goodwrench Quick Lube Plus. You can get a quality lube and oil change in 29 minutes or less, or the next one's free.
Now, come on. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Well, in this case, there is. And you get genuine GM parts. AC oil filters, GM Goodwrench motor oil, and a 10-point maintenance check.
Well, leave no stone unturned, I guess, huh?
Look, why is it everything you say is a cliche?
Well, that's what I do for a living. I say cliches.
Oh, well, have a nice day.
Hey, can I use that?
See your dealer for details.
Hi, this is Patrick O'Neill. Did you know that many thousands of people who get minor aches and pains in their muscles or joints use therapeutic mineralized pain-relieving gel? Why? It could be that therapeutic mineralized has no embarrassing odor, or it could be the penetrating, deep, cold pain relief they get. It really works. Just remember, there's one original therapeutic mineralized, the one with the deep, cold trademark. Use only as directed. Try therapeutic mineralized and feel what deep, cold pain relief can do.
Correction on the Wall Street report, the Dow Jones Industrials are down nearly 21 points. Late word from San Salvador, a car bomb exploded outside El Salvador's National Police Academy today. The Army says it killed 6 people, wounded 27. In Israel, U.S.-born Rabbi Meir Kahane has gone on trial on sedition charges for calling Arabs a cancer spreading in our midst. Kahane has won unexpected support from civil libertarians who say the sedition law is too broad. Some people in northwest Washington state were jolted awake by a pre-dawn earthquake and several aftershocks. The quake measured at 4.4 on the Richter scale. It caused some minor damage. Republican National Chairman Lee Atwater has entered a New York hospital for treatment of the non-malignant tumor on the right side of his brain. He'll undergo a procedure in which a radioactive isotope is inserted into the tumor. The Supreme Court today allowed Maryland officials to revoke the license of the Bo Peep Daycare Center in Bel Air, where young children allegedly were physically and sexually abused. The court rejected arguments by the center's operator, who said her due process rights were violated. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.